where Shelton comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now is the co-director of Bridgeport Generation Now, a grassroots advocacy group, Jameem Davis. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine, Jameem. Can you tell us a little bit about Bridgeport Generation Now? How long has it been around?
Well, Bridgeport Generation Now has been around since 2016, but I'm actually coming in service to our C4 affiliate, which is Bridgeport Generation Now Votes. That arm of our organization has been around since 2019.
Okay. And how many people are in the organization?
Bridgeport Generation Now is a member-based organization. We have 300-plus members who are the majority of which are Bridgeport residents.
And what is the mission of the organization?
The mission of Bridgeport Generation Now Votes is really to increase voter turnout in Bridgeport elections. We do that through voter engagement, grassroots organizing, legislation, and litigation. Key to that work is educating the public about political candidates and public officials and what their public service record actually is, not what they want people to believe.
And are you a 501c3? Are you a not-profit?
Bridgeport Generation Now Votes is a 501c4.
And what does that mean?
That means that we are a nonprofit that is allowed to do political work.
So are you a nonpartisan group? Is Bridgeport Generation Now Votes a nonpartisan group?
Yes.
So you don't you don't necessarily align with Democrats or Republicans or Green Party or Socialist Party or anything like that?
No. And in fact, when we endorsed candidates for this past municipal election, we endorsed Democrats and we also endorsed someone from the Working Families Party and initially someone who was in the Republican Party.
Okay. So, Jameem Davis, Bridgeport Generation Now, 203-333-9422, if you want to ask a question or be part of this. It came across our emails that you have recently issued a press release with respect to Mayor Ganim specifically and the handling of the Ganim administration with respect to the very unfortunate deaths of Brenda Lee Rawls and Lawrence Smith Fields. Can you tell us what you are advocating for?
We are advocating for Mayor Ganim to be held accountable for his failures in leading the city of Bridgeport, specifically the Bridgeport Police Department. We have a long list of evidence that points to his complicity in silence and upholding racism, abuses of power, and the corruption of the Bridgeport Police Department. Therefore, in light of the mishandling of Lawrence Smith Fields and Brenda Lee Rawls' investigations, we're calling once again for Mayor Ganim to step down and resign.
Now, so let me unpack this a little bit. Let me just ask you this. Why is it Mayor Ganim's fault what happened with respect to these poor women who, one of which might have died we'll never know, apparently, how Brenda Lee Rawls died because I understand she was cremated and they didn't think about it as any kind of criminal investigation. And so I don't know if we'll ever know if she simply died of a heart attack, natural causes or whatever. But we do know with Lawrence Smithfield's case that there's a pending criminal investigation because she died of a mixture of drugs and alcohol. So, or drugs mm-hmm. and other drugs, whatever it was. But we know that there was a toxicity report leading to a criminal investigation. Why is that Mayor Ganim's fault?
That is not Mayor Ganim's fault. Mayor Ganim is not responsible for the deaths of the women. He is responsible for the police department who is in charge of investigating those deaths and the mishandling of those deaths.
So why is the mayor responsible for the way, and I'm going to just say the poor way, in which the police handled the families and the investigation of those deaths? Why the mayor, for example, and not and not the police and not leaving it at the police. Why the mayor?
Well, as you and your guests, well, maybe you and your guests don't know this, but we have a strong mayor city charter. And by city charter, the mayor is ultimately responsible for the administration of the entire city. And that includes the police department. And the mayor is the person specifically in this case who botched the police chief search in 2019 that got us A.J. Perez as the police chief. A.J. Perez and Mayor Ganim brought us Rebecca Garcia as the assistant police chief when Perez was still around. And Mayor Ganim elevated Rebecca Garcia to the police chief position, to the acting police chief position. We know also that the culture of an institution starts with its leadership. And if your leadership is rotten and doesn't have any strong values and principles to guide it, then it becomes a free-for-all and people don't know or how to behave.
Well, does it matter to you? Is it at all mitigating that Mayor Ganim personally went over the head of the police department to fire the two investigating detectives on these cases?
It's not lost to me and to us as an organization that he decided that this was the moment that he was going to say something and to use his power as the leader of our city and do this. He has not done this at any other time since we've been watching, and certainly it smacks of a political stunt, knowing that these deaths, specifically Lauren Smith Fields, was a very high-profile case. It got national press, specifically Black national media, has been all over this. And we know that Mayor Ganim is gearing up for an election next year. And so throughout all of 2020, after the murder of George Floyd, he was silent. He wasn't standing up for Black lives at that time. He wasn't disparaging or trying to get to policing and changing policy and policing. In fact, he was silent on that. When he was asked about his silence, you know, he tried to explain, but there was no explanation for his non-movement and no leadership when it comes to Black lives and all that was happening in 2020. So for him to step in to do something right now, to make this statement and to, quote, order these officers to be suspended, you know, it's a ruse. It's not real. We do not believe that he cares about these women, and he certainly doesn't, in my opinion, care about Black lives and Black women.
Let me ask you this. We're chatting with Jameem Davis, who is speaking on behalf of Bridgeport Generation Now. Bridgeport Generation Now, and you specifically said Bridgeport Generation Now Votes, the affiliate, they are about voter turnout, and you said they're nonpartisan. Do you feel that your press release is in a way conflicting with your mission because you're asking for a specific politician to be resigning versus just talking about voter turnout for the next time?
No, it's very specifically Bridgeport Generation Now Votes as a C4 organization, strongly stand by our ability to endorse candidates and to speak about candidates' records. And we supported candidates in the last municipal election. We told people to go out and vote for folks. In the 2023 election, we will tell people to go out and vote for folks. And we also tell people who not to vote for. So as part of our mission, which is stated on our website, we are here to educate the public around what our elected officials' records really are, what it really is, not what people are pretending to be.
It's interesting that you date your, that you not date, but that you reference the original appointment of Mayor Ganim, of Chief Perez, who ultimately pled guilty to corruption and lying on his exam so that he would ensure that he was one of the top three candidates who tested on the exam and then get appointed by Mayor Ganim. Do you think that Mayor Ganim knew about the cheating?
Yes, I believe so.
Do you have any evidence of that?
I don't. I'm not an investigator, but it is beyond a coincidence that Chief Perez, who had been so close with Mayor Ganim from the first time the mayor was in office in the 90s, and the fact that Perez had talked about his loyalty to Mayor Ganim, it's unbelievable that he would not know. In fact, there are rumors, but we don't go on rumors too much, but there are rumors that Ganim, told people that he wanted Perez. But that's something for the courts to litigate. That's not really something for us to litigate.
I don't want to do unsubstantiated allegations on the show. Okay.
Right, right.
But because you had, you talked about originally, the accumulated evidence that Bridgeport Generation now has for the reason that you're calling for Mayor Ganim to resign. So it's basically that you don't like the way he's managed the police department ever since George Floyd, and you think that the evidence is in the way these detectives have behaved with respect to these cases. Now, let me ask you something with respect to Rebecca Garcia. She has apparently submitted a 4-page letter to her own superiors that there's going to be a board meeting on this, but they have decided that they are not going to release the letter that she wrote, which is apparently her explanation of what she believes happened with respect to these two investigations. Is that something that Bridgeport Generation now believes should be made public?
Yes, absolutely. We believe that that should be made public. Certainly, if there are things in the letter that specifically point to the ongoing investigations, those things can be redacted. But that letter most definitely should be open to the public and released to the public.
After you issued your press release, has Mayor Ganim's office responded to Bridgeport Generation now?
No, he hasn't responded to us at all.
And since you believe it's part of your mission statement to tell people, I guess here's my concern. I mean, I'm just speaking. I mean, I may be wrong about this, Shamim, but I understand when there's a 501c4, almost like the League of Women Voters, which I don't know what they are, C3 or C4, but there are these wonderful grassroots organizations all over this country that are all about informing the citizenry so that they can vote who they want to vote for. But that's different than saying who you shouldn't vote for, because then you're into, it seems to me, what do I know? But then it seems to me you can be accused of being partisan specifically with respect to don't vote for that person.
That's okay. People can perceive us as partisan if they like. We issued in 2019, or we advanced in 2021, the People's Platform, which is a 30-point policy plan that was really born out of the issues that the people of Bridgeport care about. And so in advancing the People's Platform, we endorse candidates who are going to work on the issues.
It's not
a concern of mine or of our organizations what people, quote, may think about that process. We know in Bridgeport that our democracy is broken, and it's been broken for a very long time. And so in order for us to fix our democracy, we have to use all the tools that we can to make sure that we build a better democracy for not only for us now, but for generations to come. So unlike the League of Women Voters, which is a C3 organization and is not allowed to do political work. We are using the tools of a C4 because we know that we have a political problem in Bridgeport that needs a political answer. And we stand ready now and in the future to use that tool to make Bridgeport a more just, equitable, and livable place.
Are you going to be trying to field candidates to run against Mayor Ganim in the next election?
We don't field candidates, but we will have an endorsement process for candidates to pledge to the People's Platform and to go through an interview process to be endorsed by our coalition. We call our coalition the Unrigged Bridgeport Coalition.
The Unrigged Bridgeport. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, who did you endorse in the last mayoral campaign?
We didn't endorse at that time. We didn't have the C4 up and running at that time.
Okay. So this will be the first time.
Yeah. This will be the first time.
Okay. Jermaine Davis, were you born in Bridgeport? Were you raised in Bridgeport?
Yes. I was born and raised in Bridgeport, went to public school, and eventually graduated from Colby Cathedral High School.
Fantastic. And are you fighting to preserve Remington Woods?
We are working with other organizations who are in that fight. That's not something that we're leading at the moment, but we do support the preservation of Remington Woods.
Because we're very much on that on our show. I'm on that almost every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. I also wanted to just circle back before we get on to any other topics that what we are doing right now in terms of this press statement, we are coming together with women's organizations all across the state and the country to do a march for justice for Black women so that people are hearing our voices and our truths. And we are doing that on Saturday, February 19th, and we're going to start at 11 a.m. So, I'm sorry, at 1 p.m.
Where will that start?
That's going to be in Bridgeport, and that's going to start at City Hall, which is at 45 Lyon Place. Lyon Terrace. 45 Lyon Terrace.
Thank you so much for telling us about that.
Yeah, so if any woman who is listening, please come to the march. It's going to be a beautiful statement where women all across the state and hopefully across the country come together and stand up for Black women's humanity and to also hold the mayor and any other elected officials accountable for the failure of our Bridgeport Police Department.
Jermaine Davis of Bridgeport Generation Now and Bridgeport Generation Now Votes. Thank you very much for being on the Lisa Wexler Show today.
Thank you very much, Lisa, and I hope to see you at the Women's March as well.
I can't come as a judge. I can't go anywhere near a march ever.
Oh,
no way.
Okay.
Not allowed.
Right.
Really not allowed.
Okay.
But I can announce it, and our listeners, you know, may show up in force, and thank you for being on the show. Thank you.
Have a great day.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.